It's Wednesday, August the 5th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, big blast in Beirut and Argentina's debt deal. First, the world in brief. An explosion in Beirut killed at least 78 people and injured thousands more. The blast rocked the Lebanese capital's port area, flattening buildings and sending up a mushroom cloud. State officials said the government had stored thousands of tons of ammonium nitrate, often used as industrial explosive, at a warehouse near the waterfront. The exact cause of the explosion is unclear. In an unexpected national address, Emmerson Mnangagwa, Zimbabwe's president, vowed to flush out opponents seeking to divide the country. More than 20 people have been arrested since an anti-government protest was squashed last week. Protesters complain of corruption and economic mismanagement. Annual inflation in Zimbabwe is at 700% and unemployment at a record high. Hurricane Isaias made landfall in North Carolina, spinning off tornadoes and leaving more than 3 million homes along America's eastern seaboard without power. The ninth named storm this year, it has caused the death of at least 5 people so far. Downgraded to a tropical storm 3 hours after landing, it is expected to keep heading north up the coast. After months of negotiations, Argentina reached an 11th-hour deal with its private creditors to restructure $65 billion worth of debt. Reaching an agreement with bondholders was especially important, given Argentina's rapidly deteriorating economy, which is expected to contract by around 10% this year because of COVID-19. It will now seek talks with the IMF to restructure $44 billion in lending from 2018. Ford named Jim Farley as its new chief executive. The longtime marketing executive has the task of lifting profits and the share price as the carmaker contends with fallout from the coronavirus and challenges posed by new technologies. Mr. Farley will replace Jim Hackett, who took over in 2017 and will retire from Ford in October. Virgin Atlantic filed for bankruptcy in America. The carrier, part-owned by Richard Branson and Delta Airlines, flies only long-haul routes, which have been particularly hampered by the worldwide collapse in travel. The firm wants protection from its creditors as it implements a $1.5 billion rescue package. It has already cut 3,500 staff and closed its base at London Gatwick. And BP halved second quarter shareholder payouts because of industry-wide losses caused by the pandemic. The energy firm had not slashed its dividends since the Deepwater Horizon disaster a decade ago. It set out an accelerated timetable for its pivot towards green energy, setting targets of a 40% decline in hydrocarbon production and a tenfold increase in low-carbon investment by 2030.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.